You made a way, Shana da Bakabu, said the Diddy Karakaboko Ashikin, Kurabakashikin, Kurabakasin, Kurabakashikin, Kiribashikin, Kuribasa, the Kapaya Karibu, Sukoko Ashikin, Kiribakasikin, Kumakasadi, Ramba Yakabosa, Diddy Kori, Kiribasha, Kikikumakasa, Diddy Kubasha, da. Ambaya rabosu polo kobo shidi kidi kura basa idi didi kumakasha kidi kura basa idi di abaya rabosu doko basa idi didi de kura baka se de kede iye karibu se de kede kura baka se kede kede karabo shidi kidi kuri baraka okuba o magaya karabo shikidi kura kabaka se kede kede kura kabaka se kede karabo. Oh yes, you made a way. You made a way, Lord, when our backs are against the wall. She get it, kura baka baka baka. She get it, kuba se. Oh, makashi de kum makarabu se. She get it, kura basa da. Oh, you made a way. She di baraka boko baka se. She get it, kura baka. She get it, kuri basa. Ayaba se de kura baka. She get it, kura baka se. She get it, kura baka se. Oh, you made a way, Sharabakasa, Idi Kumakashi, Idi Kudi Badakabakosikedeka. You're the only reason we are standing, oh God. You're the only reason we are standing, oh Makashiki, the Kuribasa, da Karabosada. You're the only reason we can hear your voice. You're the only reason we can wait upon you. You're the only reason we can depend upon your promises, oh God. Your promises are yes and amen. Shari Bakaribo Sikiriba Yakarabosu Tukubashi, the Kidi Kurabasada, the Kurabasada, da Makasha, the Diki, the Kurabasi, the Kidi Kuribarabas, Kidi. Da carabo sono copace, da carabo sono rede di capace, ricominci che di curibasse, di curibasse, da di carabosci, di curabasse, di curabasse, da ribassi che di curabasse, di curabasci, di curabasse, di curabasse, di curabasse, da ambacasce, da carabosci, curi carabosci, curi carabosso, non curabacabasce, di. Holy, holy, Sharaba, Sikiri, Baya Karabu, Shikidi Kuribasa, da, Rikari Karabu, Koshikidi, the Kuribara, Bashi, the Kurabakasa, the Kurabasa, the Ambayarabu, Sudo, the Kurabakashi, the Kidi Kuribasa, the Kumbasa, the Ayabasa, the Shikiri Kurabasa, and the Karabu Kobasha, the Ayabosa, the Kumbasha, the. Oh, Jesus, you are gracious, you are gracious. Oh God, you are holy. Maya karabaka sikide kuribasi idikura bakaboshi de. We thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We worship your holy name, oh God. Thank you for your blessings of life, oh God. For your blessings of hope. For your blessings of grace, oh God. Oh God, Jesus. Thank you for the blessings of a new day, oh God. For the blessings of love from you, oh God. The blessings of protection, oh God. The blessings of grace and mercy. Sharibasi idikura basa da da da. Karaboko baka shikidi kidi kidi rikudi kurabashi ikidi kuribasa da karaboko bashi di rikidi kidi karabosi di kuribashi ikidi kuribasa da kuribara baka shikidi di kuribasa da karaboko bashi di kabaya karaboko basa di kuribidi kuribara kaboshi di kasa da. Hallelujah. Makabakasadi. Oh, bakasidi di boko pasha kadi. makari di kobasha di korabase di korabase da karabu makari bashi di kuribase da karabushi di kuribase da karabushi to korebase da rekaribase di kuri karabuse oro kobashi di korabase da karabashi di kurabase da rekaribase di kuribata karabashi di kurabakase da karabashi di karabuse do do di di ramba sedi di rikamba kasa da karaba sedi kidi kudi di karabo soto do kore karabo soto do no koraba sedi di kidi kori ba sedi da rikani karaba kabaka sedi kidi karaba kashi kidi karaba kashi kidi karaba kabaka sedi kidi koraba kasa da ka raka raka baka baka sedi kidi kora kabaka baka baka sedi kidi ke Oh God, you are gracious. You are merciful. Oh God, you are holy. You deserve the worship this morning. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that you're continually keeping us, oh God, in your hand, oh God. You're continually keeping us in your ways. You're continually keeping us in your strength, oh God. You're keeping us in your wisdom, oh God. You're guiding us, oh God. We receive your guidance. We receive your strength. We receive your power, oh God. God, we need you more and more, oh God. We need your hand, oh God. We need your divine protection. Protection, oh God, in our hearts, in our minds, in our emotions, oh God, in our thoughts, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Indeed, on our own, we fall apart. Shikara basiki de kuri basadi. You are merciful, Sharebasiki de Kuribashi, de Kurabasa da 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 da. You are merciful, Sharebasa de Kurabasa de Kuribasa de Kuribasa da da da. Rabosu Bukubashi de Kuribasa da da ka. Rekasin de Bosha Karabasa de Karikabase. We need your presence, oh God. We need your hand each and every day, oh God. Oh God, I need you. Oh, I need you. Makarabukubashi. I thank you for you have made a way where there was no way, oh God, oh God, Jesus. I thank you that, Lord, you break the chains of the enemy, oh God. You broke the powers of darkness, oh God. You scattered the forces of the enemy, oh God. You have brought redemption, oh God. You have brought indeed the grace of mercy, oh God. You have brought the grace of forgiveness, oh God. You have broken the chains of darkness. Those that are in prison, oh God, have been set free, oh God, because Father, in you there is mercy. Shara bakarabo soto lo koraba shiki di kuri basa da da di. Rika ba shiki di kuri basa da da da. Riko di bi di kidi kuri basa da 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 di. Shiki di koraba sa da 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 da. Riki di kuri basa kidi karaba kabaka shiki di kura kabaka shiki di. Ora basi di ba kashi da 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 karabo soto lo ba. Ayara basi di karaba sa di. Kede karabushi de reke de kuri basa de reke de karabusa da karabushi de karabuko basa de reka basa da karabushi de karabushi de karakabuko basa de remasa da karabuka basa de Abaya rabu se de koribase de korabase de korabasa da ambakasa da sheke de koribasa da reke de koribasa da karabose da karabose de aya rabu se de korabasa da reke de korabakashi de bosa da bo rembase de korabashe de korabashe de kabasa da makashe da karabashe de korabasa da reke de bosha karabasa da rembase de korabasa da sheke de koribasa da mikaya karabase de korabasa da sheke de re karabasa da sheke de karabashe de koribasa da reke de karaba haraba kashike de kede karaka bashi de ayo sere de boshe da karaba shike de kede karaka ba o shike de bashe de kede koraba shi de ko wasa o Jesus you are holy you are holy you are holy koraba sha da reke de sene de bashe de karaba sa da karaka ba kabashi de o Jehovah you are holy, you are holy God. You are holy God. Ibasi kidi kuri bashi kidi kubasa de. Amba karibele hosa da karibo shiki de kumba karabase de. You are holy. You are holy God. Shani kabasa da de. Oh Father God, I thank you, Lord. Abagase de kabashi. I thank you for your victory. Mukaribase de kabashi da da. Thank you indeed for souls. Shiri barakabakashi. That you're awakening souls. You're raising up men and women to know you, even in a deeper way, O God of God's Jesus. Father, I thank you, O God of God's Jesus, that you're granting me grace to be a vessel of honor, to rescue men from the pit of hell, to reawaken men, to revive men, rikashiki de kurevasa da. Thank you for the spirit of revival. Shiri barabose de kerebosha da karabosu doli di bashi kidi karabakase. Thank you for the revival. Ramba kaya karabosu dolo korebashi di karabasa da. Oh God, you are full of mercy. Makaribashi kidi kuribasa di kurabasa da. Rata karabase de korebashi di korabasa da. Rikabashi di kuribasa da. Ambaya kase de kore de korabasa dororo de bashe de karabo arabaya karabase de karabaya karabashe de karabasa de korabashe de arabo sodororo korobashe de karabase de arabase de bashe de bosa de karabosho dororo de ba ambaya de korabasa de ambakaya karaboso kubashe de korabasa de karabasa. Oh, precious Savior, you are good, oh God. You are faithful, oh God. You are mighty, oh Makashadi, de Korabasa, da. You are mighty, Shidibara Karabus, de Korabasa, da. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship as we glorify your name. You deserve the glory, Kuribashi, de Kuribasa, Kati. And the honor, Makaribashi, Idikuribasa, da. Oh God, we trust in you, oh God. We trust in you, oh God. We know it is your doing, oh God. It is your leading, oh God. It is your faithfulness, oh God. I thank you for ministration, oh God. I thank you for the grace to do ministry. Makashi, Idikuribashi, Kidi. I am your battle axe, Shikaribasa, da. Use me, Lord. Use me as you will. Lord God. Use me as a vessel of honor, O Makashakarabakasata. Use me as a vessel of honor, Ribashikidikuribasata. Use me as a vessel of honor, Kashikidikuribasata. Use me, I'm just a vessel that you can use, O God. You say if a vessel can make itself clean, it shall be useful to the master. Some are for ignoble, some are for noble uses, O God. What matters is that we are used, O God. Father, I'm available. Because when I'm your vessel, you can use me for noble purposes, to bring men to the knowledge of the truth, O God. To bring men to the knowledge of the truth, to know and know you in a deeper way, O God. To call them forth in a deeper way, O God. To call them upward, O God. To revive them in their spirits, O God. To revive them in their hearts, O God, Agas Jesus. To revive them to trust in you. To revive them to honor you, O God. To revive them to call unto you, O God. You are a God of grace and mercy, a God of power, a God of wisdom, a God of wisdom. O Kariba Shikidi Kuriba Sandi Didi Basha Dada Kaba Remaya Kasidi Didi Kubashi Didi Bosa Dakaraba Shikidi Kuriba Ribasi Didi Kurabashi Didi Kurabasa Dada Makaya Didi Kubashi Didi. Eliminate every form of acting in our hearts. O Makashi Didi Kurabasa Dada. Forgive us. O Makashi Didi Kurabasa Didi. Forgiveness. We need your forgiveness. Shikiri basa da 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 da. We need your forgiveness. Shikiri basa da 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 da. Oh God, your hand, your mercy. Makari basi. Remaya kari basi di di di. Let your mercy flow like a river in this land, oh God. Let your mercy flow like a river in our hearts, oh God. Let your mercy flow like a river in our families, oh God. Let your divine protection flow like a river. Shedi karabasa da da da. In our children, O God, in our wives, O God, in our everything that we do, O God, Ibashikidi Kurabasa Didibasha Karabosa da da da. O God, you watch over our families, Shidibara Kabosi Didi Karabosi Didi. You protect, O God, our relatives, Shidibara Bakasada. You protect our friends, O Gobashi Karabasa da da. Let your mercy prevail even over those who don't do us right, O Manakabashi Didi. Let your mercy prevail over our leaders. Let your mercy prevail, O God. Let your mercy prevail, O. Let your mercy prevail, O. Let your mercy prevail, O Akasadi di Kaboshi di Dibasa da 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 Karabusa de di Rekabasa da 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 Bosha Karabasa de Kambaka Shiki de Kuba Rekavikasa da 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 Shiki de Korabasa da 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 Rebase de Korabasa de Karabusa do do. O God, let your mercy prevail, Shakarabasa de Rekaribasa de Kobashi de Korabasa da 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 da. Rekadi di Korabashi de Karabusa do, Rebase de Karabusa do, the Bashi de Rekaribase de Karabusa do, Korabashi di Karabusa da da da, Rekabashi di Kidi, O Makase de Karabusa do, she de de. O God, we need you, Kumbakase de Karabusa do, she de Karabusa do, Rekadibashi di Korabusa de Rebosa do Korabase. The Carabus, no, Bashi, the Carabus, the Carabusa, Rebus, the Caras, the Abacash, the Da, Ricabosh, the Didi, Ricabosh, the Caracabos, the break down barriers, the Carabus, no, break down barriers, the Caras, the Cade, barriers to the gospel, barriers to your to the word being forth, O God. We remove the blinding spirit, we bind it in the name of Jesus, the blinding veil over the hearts of men, over the hearts of men, we bind it in the name of Jesus, the spirit of destruction, oh God. Oh God, the things that are distracting, we bind it in the name of Jesus, that are causing people not to know you, not to hear your voice. We remove every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your mercy, let your word flow, let your truth flow, oh God. And then we command your word to take root, O Kabashi, Idikunibasa, Didikarabase, eh. We break, O Kabashi, Idikunikarabase, Idikunibase, Idikara, Rikabashi, Idikorabuso, Dodobose, Idikarabose, Dede. We break, O Dikase, Idikarabase, Dede, Rikase, Idikarabase, Dede, Ambakashi, Idikabose, Karabose, Dede, Baya, Karabose, Dodo, Ambayaka, Dika, Nika, Ikabase, Idikaribashi, Idikunikabose, Dede. Oh God, we need you, Maka de Basa de Basha de Basa de. Oh Makare de. Oh God, them that need an answer, them that need a way this morning, oh God, make a way, Jehovah God. You make a way, oh God, de Karabuso do 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 do. You make a way where there is no way, oh God. You make a way, oh God. You lead your children in triumphant procession, oh God. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphant procession in Christ, oh God. We are always winning, oh Makashi, Idikora Basada. We are walking in victory. We walk in victory. We walk in victory. Abba, Abba, Kaba, Kaba, Kasha, Dada. Yes, Lord. We make a way. You make a way, Korabasa. You made a way, Korabasa. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, we give you worship. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Who are we that you're mindful of us? Who are we? Who am I? Oh God.
Oh God,
that you make. You, oh my gosh, easy. Yes, Lord. You make a way, God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. He will be our guide. Thank you, Lord, to his side. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God. He'll make a way. Oh, yes, Lord, where there seems to be. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen.
Oh, God. God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. We give you glory. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. We thank Jesus. Praise God. I think it's another, I just want to say thank you to God for another good morning that he's given us to worship him and to hear from him and to learn from him and to hear God's word. And I believe that, as I always say, God never gathers his children in vain. And anyone that takes this time, you know, to know God, takes this time to spend time with God, irrespective of the time that you do. I think what it is, it's about the discipline. It's about committing to spend time with your Father and to have that secret place and that secret time. And I think this is what we are learning about prayer, because prayer is the most important component of the Christian walk. And ideally, it is a sacrifice because we are priests. You know, in the kingdom of God, the Bible says, I think it's Revelation 1:6, that he has redeemed for himself a kingdom of priests and kings. So God has redeemed us to be priests and kings unto our God. And so prayer fulfills the priestly function over our lives that is needed for us to rule in our kingly function. So there, in the kingdom of God, we've got two big functions. Number one is prayer, which is our priestly function, which is what we offer unto our King, what we offer unto our God. So that's our priestly function. And then number two, we have our kingly function, what we offer unto the world. What is our contribution to fellow man? What is our contribution to our families? What is our contribution to ourselves? So when you are in the kingdom of God, you offer sacrifices, you offer prayers to God, you offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God. So that is your priestly function. So a priest offers sacrifices to God. And the number one sacrifice that you do is the fruit of your lips. You know, you offering your bodies as a living sacrifice. You offering your prayers. You're offering your time. Do you think just to dedicate an hour each day is not important to God? That means that out of your day, you've dedicated that this is a sacrifice. This is an offering to God. You know, whether it's alone or in a group setting like this where we're having the morning devotions, you have committed a sacrifice to God. So prayer is a real sacrifice and it's a real place where we offer ourselves unto God. So we basically, this is an altar. It's a prayer altar. So it's a place where you're offering sacrifices. And it's good to have a dedicated place in your, either in your house or where you're staying, that, and a dedicated time that heaven knows that this time, if we come to this man, this time we know he's praying. And that means even heaven can be consistent. If they decide to send angels, that means, or answers to you, they know they will find you. Not that when they will come, they were expecting to find you, like yesterday we were reading about persistence, that, but when the Son of Man comes, will he still find this faith on the earth? Will he find you in your place of prayer, in your place of commitment? Will he still find you doing what he asked you to do? The Bible says it will be good for that manager whose master comes and finds him doing what he left him to do. So these are things that go beyond just convenience. It goes beyond, things are not okay now. It goes beyond emotions. It's a lifelong commitment that this is my time with my Father, and it takes priority over and above everything else. So that is the one place that we must stand. So today, as we promised, today we're going to look at hypocrisy in prayer and the hypocrite. And we are going to read from Matthew chapter 6. And by the grace of God, we shall be able to also connect it with a few other verses such that we can have the full understanding of what God is speaking about who is a hypocrite in prayer and God's warning against hypocrisy, not just in prayer, but also in the practice of our Christian faith. They are the hypocrites in the practice of in their fasting, hypocrites in their practice of their giving, hypocrites in the practice of their prayer. And this, I think, were three areas that and even more, even in their giving, like how they use their money. But anyway, let's try and read, and then we'll be able to get somewhere. So I'll read from the NLT today. It says, from verse 1, watch out, don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and the streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. Verse 5. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Let's see. Then your Father... Let me switch to King James so that you can just listen to a few words there. It says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Then let's go back to verse 7. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. This is what it says in King James. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that by their much speaking they shall be heard. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need before you ask him. So I want us to quickly jump so that we can just get these two readings out of the way, then we can get back to it. Luke chapter 18, and this is also the same place where we were reading yesterday about prayer, and I just want us to look at Luke chapter 18 from verse 9 to 14, and it gives us an example of two prayers. And the Bible says that he also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves. Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer: I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I am certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So Jesus is painting to us a picture and is giving us a warning about hypocrisy, the hypocrite. And the word the hypocrite here is actually a word that was used for actors. It is, if I can get it, it's just hypocrites. It's just a word that means that someone who was an actor, someone who was a stage player, someone who is is an interpreter, someone who just interprets, who repeats everything that they have heard, and then, or someone who is a pretender. So basically, I loved the word, the use of actor and the use of pretender as two key words that will define to us who is a hypocrite in prayer. So one thing that we see, the actor and the pretender, they do things publicly to be seen by men. Now, that clearly tells us that Jesus is not opposed to public prayer. Because actually Jesus himself prayed in public. When he was praying, giving thanks for the bread, the multiplication, he prayed in public. When he was praying for Lazarus's resurrection, he prayed in public. So Jesus did not oppose public prayer. And so this is not a scripture that people say, you know, nowadays people oppose God for so many things. So like right now, when we're praying, like right now and having this recording, someone will be like, but why are you not doing it in public? Why are you not doing it in private? So they will say, why are you recording this? You know, why are you doing this? And so the question is a question of the heart. So now the question is, are we doing it? Are you doing that to be seen by men? So the hypocrite would pray to be seen by men. And remember, when Jesus was speaking of the hypocrites, he was addressing the religious Pharisees. There were Pharisees, there are Sadducees. So there were people who, in the time of Jesus, considered themselves as the most righteous. They were the most righteous. They had no sin. They lived unique, and it was in their dressing. When you will meet a Pharisee, you will have to know that this is a Pharisee. Their tunics, their garments, their items of prayer, their prayer shawls, how they would walk slowly. You know, you have to know that these guys are holy. they are closest to God. And there are so many religious Pharisees, not even just in the Christian faith, in even many other faiths, you will find them. And you will, when you meet them, they have a commanding presence to tell you that they are men of prayer and they are good men, and they will pretend. But when you go deep inside, you will realize that their hearts are very far away. So the hypocrite does things publicly for men to see. So in our time, the hypocrite is after views, is after likes, is after the camera. When they want to do a miracle, they will say, where is the camera? Come. Make sure you capture this. Those are the words the hypocrites do. And they're like, can I go deeper? Can I show you something? You know, it's after the claps of men. It's after the praise of men. So the hypocrites will pray in a way that men know they're praying. Now, Jesus prayed, but he prayed more in secret than he prayed more in public. That means that if you cannot pray the way you're praying in public, in secret, then that means you're a hypocrite. If you're given to pray, and you pray more when you have other people listening than you pray when you're alone, then it tells us you're a hypocrite. And this is the spirit that Jesus is addressing. That's why he says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. So these Pharisees will love to go and walk on the middle of the road, and then they start praying. They start praying loudly so that everyone can say, oh, a righteous man came. In our time, maybe you can say they love the collars. Eh? So everywhere they go, man, once they move with that, everyone says, oh, this is a man of God. This is a man of God. I'm not saying that the collars are bad, but the heart, when they put on that collar, what is that purpose? If it is to gain the approval of men, to gain the respect of men, then you see there, that is where the heart comes. It is a heart issue. Then it says, go to your closet, go to your house, go to your room and shut the door. Now, your closet can be physical. It can be where you pray. It can be your room in your house. It can be your privacy of your house. But also your closet can also be in your heart. There's a way that you can shut the door of your heart and you just pray to God. Even as you're doing your work, you can just enter into your closet and you pray to God. So for me, that secret place is not necessarily just a physical place, but it's also a spiritual place where you can just shut the door and you're speaking to your Father. We can be praying in public, but you can get to the place where you've switched off from the external surroundings. You've switched off from praising men and pleasing men, and it is just you and your Father. And that is the innermost place of intimacy, the innermost place of communion with your Father. Now, that is a place of intimacy. So the hypocrite does not understand intimacy with God, does not understand relationship, is barely mimicking the words of others. That's why we have seen one of the definitions of hypocrite is an interpreter, one who answers. So it is someone who is repeating things they have heard. You know, when you've been in the Christian space, there are words that you learn how people pray. Oh God, my Father, you know, by fire, by force. You have no idea even what that by fire, by force means. But because you have heard someone else pray it, then you imitate it. So it is more of an imitation, more of a copycat. Just because you have heard someone groaning in prayer or praying in tongues in a certain way, then you copy that because you think by copying it, it becomes the real thing. So you find someone, because a man of God maybe had a back problem, so as he was praying, he bends so that he can adjust his back. Then you find everyone in that congregation is bending their backs in praying, thinking that bending is what makes them righteous to God. So they are acting, they are coping, instead of them expressing themselves in prayer the way they would have expressed themselves. So if you find yourself that you're adopting a posture that you know you have seen someone else do in prayer, then that means that it is not true, it is not real, you are in hypocrisy. And this is a warning, because there are many people who are doing things nowadays in prayer. You find them, they are, you know, they get into prayer because a man of God does certain things in prayer. They find themselves, they are doing it, yet they have not gotten to the place. Yes, there's a place for groaning, but it doesn't just get there. It's not just a mechanical thing. And this is what Jesus is against this bubbling. When you pray, don't bubble, you know, don't use vain repetition. So you find someone is just saying, they're doing that not as a revelation, not as a point they have got into the spirit, where it is that expression that is coming from their innermost spirit, but it is because they have had someone in their prayer, they go like, so now to them They think that that is a good expression of prayer. So that to me is a hypocrite. Now that is the meaningless repetition. And remember yesterday we talked about there is nothing wrong in repeating your prayer until God gives you an answer. There is nothing wrong with that because that is persistence in prayer. You're persisting until you receive an answer. And when you receive your answer, you give thanks to God. But the vain repetitions is meaningless babbling where your heart is not involved, where you're not even thinking about it. You find you're just saying, yeah. And then where your heart is, you're thinking of sugarcane, you're thinking of home, you're thinking of ice cream, you're thinking of your car. You know, your heart and your mind. Remember, we have two centers of our mind. We have our physical mind and we have our inner mind. Your inner man is wandering, but your body is mechanically praying. So that is a hypocrite. And then also another thing about a hypocrite is about acting, is a pretender. That means that the hypocrite does not do what they preach. They don't do what they practice. They don't practice what they preach. That means God knows deep down in their hearts, these guys, they are praying, God for revival, oh God for evangelism, but they will never take the time to share the gospel with anyone. They are basically living a different or a double standard life. And this is why we can see the example that we've read of the two people. The Pharisee, he just says, you know what, God, I thank God that I am not like others. I am not an extortioner, I am not a tax collector, I am not a murderer, I'm not unjust, I'm not even like that tax collector. That means their prayer is not focused on themselves. Their prayer is focused on how exalting themselves. God, I am not a thief. Oh, thank God, I am not a murderer. I am not even like that person. So their focus on prayer is others instead of they themselves dealing with God, shutting the door of their own hearts and dealing with God. And then they say that. And then look at the things they tell God. You know, I fast twice a week. And for sure, the Pharisees fasted twice a week. I give tithes to all that I possess. Everything that I earn, I tithe. I'm giving to the poor. Oh, I do all this. But then the tax collector does not even lift his eyes to heaven. And as he prays, he says, oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. The hypocrite is never humble in prayer. And the Bible says that all this, they have already received their reward. The hypocrite receives their reward, which is the claps of men. They receive their reward, which is the applause of men. They receive their reward, which they get gifts from men. Men come to them for prayer. They get those rewards, but they miss the reward of heaven. And that is why Jesus never minced his words with the hypocrites. In fact, even if you look at John, I loved John the Baptist. John the Baptist called them, you brood of vipers, snakes. John the Baptist did not joke with them. He just said, you snakes, who warned you to come? Who told you of the coming judgment? But they were not even coming to repent. They were coming to look for mistakes. They are coming to look. There are people who come to your church or to what you are doing. They are not coming to listen. They are coming to find where you made theological errors. If you're coming to the ministration with the aim of finding things to correct, with the aim of finding things to go and write on Facebook against men of God, you're also a hypocrite. Because you are not coming to the place of communion with God. You're coming to the place of identifying mistakes. There is no difference between you and a Pharisee. If you find a mistake with someone, pray for them. Pray for them. Before you write, before you condemn, pray for them. Such that the same thing that you're condemning, you don't find that you are the same victim of it. And in Matthew 23, which I will ask you to read later, there are seven woes or seven judgments that God gives against the Pharisees. And this is what Jesus said. Woe to them. They shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. That means the Pharisees, they don't want you to know God. They will pick bits and pieces of what the preacher says and cut out the thing that turns their narrative to them. And they make sure they say, all these men of God are fake. So they shut people from entering the kingdom of God, and they themselves do not enter. Their concern, woe to them, is that they travel far and wide to make a single convert, and then they make them a worse son of hell than they are. So the hypocrites are after followers. They are after disciples after themselves. So the moment you refuse to be their disciple, you become their enemy. The Pharisees, the hypocrites are blind in that they don't see things spiritually, from a spiritual perspective. They do religious things, but they neglect the weightier matters of the law. That means they're not looking at justice, they're not looking at mercy. They clean the outside of the cup, but yet the inside, they don't clean it. In fact, they're like whitewashed tombs. Inside, outside they're decorated, but inside they're full of dead men's bones. And what is in their hearts? They are full of murder. And Jesus told them, woe to you, because you murdered the prophets. Everyone who was sent to you, you killed them. So that is the hearts of the hypocrites. So hypocrisy in prayer is just a wicked heart that pretends to pray to God publicly for people to see and gain the approval of men, yet their heart is very far away from God and is characterized by publicly meaningless repetitions, vain repetitions, going on babbling, just extending their prayer for the sake of prayer's sake, doing it where men can see, in their dressing, in their posture, giving to the poor with a trumpet, I'm giving. Yet these are all things that God warns against. So God is telling us today, let us examine ourselves. What is our conduct when it comes to practicing righteousness? Does our private life equal what we do publicly? Our private life must be more than what we do publicly. If you're a worshiper, do you worship in private? Or you can only lead people in worship where you kneel down, where you fall down in public? Because others are doing it, because you're in the same stage and others are already on their knees. You're like, I also need to get on my knees. Hypocrisy. And this is what God is warning us against. I'll stop there for today, and I thank God. I believe that somehow God has spoken something that will give you an area of reflection and also an area of repentance unto God. Yeah, and if there are questions, my brother, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Emmanuel. I think it is clear. I also read through a few.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Bible. It's about intention. It's not about the act itself, prayer, but it. So I think it's clear. It's straightforward. When we go to God, we need to go with a clear intention.
Yeah.
Of what praying, and you know, it's not about people seeing us, about people judging us, about people praising us and all that. So I think it's pretty much clear now.
Amen. We thank God. I think this was one of the areas too that I was going to look at, and it's good that you asked it. And I pray that really God weighs our hearts, not just for prayer alone, but for everything that we do. Everything that we do, what is the state of our heart and what is our intention? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you. We honor your holy name. Thank you that you've called us to serve you. You've called us to be taught by you, to declare your word, to teach your word. And I thank you that, Lord, you're speaking to our hearts this morning. And we ask that you may forgive us, O God, for the times and the moments where we have focused on men, we have focused on the reward of men, when we have focused on the applause of men and have forgotten the applause of heaven. I pray that you may forgive us in our actions, forgive us in our thoughts, forgive us in our prayers, in our preaching, in everything that we've done. May you have mercy, O God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. We thank you for our listeners, those that are listening, them that desire to submit themselves to you, O God. That, Lord, you may show your mercy and your humble embrace over them, your divine protection and your divine grace, O God. And even as we meet again to pray and to set a time of worship, a time of prayer with you, O God, give us humble hearts, O God, that we shall not think of ourselves more highly than we should, but rather we shall humble ourselves, because you oppose the proud and you give more grace to the humble, O God. Walk with us this day, strengthen us, encourage us, and be with us, O God. May your grace and presence be with us. Bless the work of our hands, bless our families, bless our children, protect them, protect our relatives. We pray for healing over them that are unwell. And we pray for divine cover. Indeed, may your grace speak for us and your favor speak for us in places that we do not know and places that we do not expect, to the praise and honor of your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Have a blessed, blessed day. Let's meet again tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye.